Well, when National Cabinet meets this morning, yesterday's grim economic update will be on the table. The federal deficit is projected to be $184 billion this year. An advisory firm, PwC, is warning it might be 20 years before the budget is balanced again. PwC Chief Economist Jeremy Thorpe is speaking with our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
Clearly, the Treasurer has talked about eye-watering costs of dealing with COVID, and we've got that built in for the next couple of years. That really has a challenge for the federal government from a budget position. We're projecting that the budget won't get back to surplus if we don't change what we're doing till 2041. So just over 20 years of future deficits.
So no sign of a back in black surplus until after 2041. That's a very big challenge for future treasurers.
That sounds scary, and it is on one level, but it's quite realistic when you think about we never got back to surplus after the GFC. So here we have a much higher Commonwealth outlay and a much more significant disruption to the Australian economy. We think it'll take 20 years to get back to surplus.
The figures rolled out yesterday by the Treasurer are based on scenarios of international travel resuming and the outbreak in Melbourne not getting any worse. Is Mr. Frydenberg being overly optimistic?
I think that's a hopeful outcome, and we certainly hope that does occur, that we can minimise the COVID disruption. That's key to any forecast at the moment. We don't exactly know what's going to happen from a viral perspective, whether we'll get a vaccine or how we will manage this going forward. But it's quite reasonable, the assumption that allowing overseas people back into the country will occur over the next year. But on current projections of demography, current projections of when future tax cuts are going to occur, it's 2041. It's a scary number.
Another factor there is that population growth is not expected to really pick up, and that's also been a big factor in growing the economy.
That's correct. The last couple of years, almost half our economic growth has come through net migration. We won't have that luxury to bolster our economic growth at least for a couple of years.
Debt is expected to hit $677 billion by June next year, but it's heading towards $1 trillion in the coming years. The Treasurer says the payback is manageable, but how long before that debt is going to be paid off?
Well, that debt we projected wouldn't be paid off till 2060-61, but we shouldn't get hung up on paying the debt back. The cost of debt at the moment is remarkably low. We had the same challenge coming out of World War II. What we did there and what we need to do now is grow the economy so that debt becomes a less significant portion of our GDP.
What does this mean for the average young Australian starting work, having only seen the relative prosperity of their parents' generation?
Well, an 18-year-old entering the workforce now, which is challenging given the unemployment, wouldn't see government get back to net debt zero until they are 59 years old, so almost all of their working life. But again, that means that the future generations are going to pay back the debt.
And the big focus at the moment is that projection that the jobless rate could hit 9.25% in the December quarter.
We do think that when a pandemic ends, growth will come back faster than traditional recessions. So we're hoping that the 8 to 10 years of unemployment disruption that normally comes out of a recession will not be evident this time, and this will be solved in a shorter period.
The Finance Minister, Matthias Cormann, was pressed yesterday on that eye-watering debt from the emergency spending, and he said there was no choice and what would you have us do. Now, Mr. Cormann's leaving politics at the end of the year, but that debt is going to be a necessary legacy of his time.
Central banks, the IMF and most economic forecasters would say we've had to do what we've done. The challenge now is not to worry about that, but actually focus on growing and coming out of this in a more stable and sustainable way so that debt can be paid back faster.
PwC Chief Economist Jeremy Thorpe with Peter Ryan.